Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is for June 1st, 2025. It's going quickly. We're already halfway through the year. And who'd have thought, huh? Things have changed so much in this world due to all sorts of issues, but mainly this thing that we call the Kali Yuga. It's a period of time we are in, a kind of a space where we are living our lives in the undermining aspect of the lower energies, shall we say, of the universe, the really lower. The universe encompasses everything, both the high and the low. That is the Tao, what Lao Tzu called the Tao. And in this, there are periods that we go through based on the collective unconscious and the general aspirations, let's say, of humanity, where we function in a fog, in a slush, in a goo of our own making that usually brings about a lot of pain and sorrow. And most people dip into this without ever knowing it, and some even like dipping into it. You know the old saying, there are those who love to see the city burn, and that's where we're at. We've incarnated a lot of people who I would call a mischief makers, and there they are. So I get this email from Jeff, and he says he's in college, and he won't say where or when or any of that. He says, how should we even the scales in this world if not through force? And then he goes into his litany of self-righteousness and all the things that make up a reason why we should fight and hurt each other. There is no benevolence, Jeff, in this world. Few people understand the word benevolent. It is to care about others as we would care about ourselves, to love one another as we would want to be loved. And there are very few people who are benevolent enough to do that. We are so afraid of not surviving in our body, through our body, as our body. This is all we care about, is our body. And because of that, our survival becomes ruthless in us, survival of the fittest, as it were. And so we live to gain some sort of dominion and mastery over certain parts of our life, especially when it comes to finances and things like that. It's all about the economic war inside of our head based in the insecurity that we have about ourselves. So with all this being said, and there's much more to it than I am saying, we give ourselves over to politics, and they are ugly. And right now we're in a political nightmare. Most people march to the tune of the king and would, go into absolute hell for him for the simple fact that they have to be led by the person who has the most hatred in them. This hatred seems to the common denominator of people, the pedestrian mentality, the only thing that matters. It is the license to kill. It's the license to hurt other people for the sake of our own self-preservation. And because of this, we bring about in our life some very dangerous things. So we blindly follow those who appeal to our human instincts and our primitive nature. And for this, we suffer grievously. So when you ask, should we even the scales of the people that we believe have hurt us or put us in a terrible place, maybe in our life, or threaten our way of life, our conveniences, what should we do? Well, the idea of vengeance and the pride of vengeance is no means for which we should live. But you can't talk a person out of it, especially now in this world. This Kali Yuga that we are in, this stage, this fog, this deep and profound, shall we say, atmosphere of hatred and insecurity, this is going to last for a long time, 500 years, according to astrologists that I have talked to, Tibetan astrology. And it sits there like a tremendous weight upon our shoulders. And for people who are not meditators, people who are not in a an ability to practice the ilk of love, who only live in the idea an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, these people, they are the, shall we say, the hands and the feet and the face of the ugly. And we like ugly. Ugly appeals to us. We like to think we can destroy it or make it go away in some way or another through, as you said here, force. And that is just trying to put out a fire with a fire. It just isn't going to work. But we have to learn the way we have to learn. We're overpopulated with people who have incarnated into this world, who have taken up the mantle of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and that's what they live for. There is nothing I could say to you to change your mind, and I won't try. There is no logic in reasoning with love. Love has no logic in reasoning. Consciousness. To say that we need to develop, all of us, a deeper, more profound sense of consciousness just doesn't mean a single thing to most people. What do you mean? The sacrifice you and I would have to make to achieve this consciousness would be way beyond whatever it is that we would imagine likely in us. We are prejudicial. We are afraid. I was hearing this philosopher from China say, we are 4,000 years old, our civilization, our culture. And I sat there and I thought, yeah, you know, a lot of the great mysticism of the world has originated in China. Not all of it, but much of it. Lhotse, the Chuangzi. There were many Zen masters that came from there. And he said, compare that to the mere 200 years of the United States, Western culture. What does that mean? In Western culture, we live very primitively. In the East, there is that primitive thing, that is for sure. But there is also the blend of higher consciousness that is recognized and is, well, shall we say, forgive me, admired. But we don't have that in this country. So we battle with wits and blood and bone and guts with a country that is 4,000 years old that does not live in that accordance. They can endure. We do not endure. So I don't think it's a fight. It's a matter of, we could learn from our enemy, as Sun Tzu said in The Art of War. We could learn. We could learn how to be friendly, how to be compassionate, how to be kind to one another. We could do that, but that is not in our culture. And we don't do anything in the West that isn't in our culture. And we are fighters, we are haters, and we believe in all of this as a means for living. And until we change, no matter what we do in this world, we will be brought back to that one place where we realize we know not what we do. And that is very, very important and humbling to realize. Well, I could go on and on. I hope that answered your question, Jeff, and I wish you well in college. And I hope you'll do great things to help humanity in your studies and in your intellectual pursuits. Thank you all for listening this weekend. Be back on the air next week. I hope you'll join me. And if you ever have a question, you can email me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E.org. See you next week. Namaste.